Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Olin Krutz. The Bears' number one issue continues to be scoring points. And we all came into this year saying, if the defense can't get the turnovers, can the offense take the next step and score enough points to win a game, right? If they don't put them in good position to score. And the answer ended up being a big no.
Olin Krutz.
Coach Nagy, he is an offensive guy. He brought his scheme. But he's in charge of the team as the head football coach. Is he willing to change the scheme to benefit the team, which means he has to fire himself as the offensive coordinator? When they look at this and sit in a room, Big Ant, like me and you would, and be really honest with each other, if they do that, you have to question the direction that this offense is headed in.
Olin Krutz, every week with Mully and Haw.
He probably doesn't like you,
but he loves to talk Bears with Mully and Haw.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Every time we talk to Olin, it's like a holiday. It's like a special holiday. And we're delighted to welcome in Olin Krutz on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Olin, good morning.
Morning, Olin.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Well, we're always trying to learn lessons from watching the playoffs, right? If your team is not in the playoffs, why is that? What can you tell? What can you take away from the success of the teams that are in it? And, of course, it's a copycat league, and you come away thinking, boy, you know, a lot of teams can run the football. A lot of balance to these offenses. And some not so much, but certainly you look at a team like the Titans, which is one of the big stories of this playoffs, and you got a running back there that just runs people over. Just an amazing player.
Yeah, and if you look at the playoffs, what's really interesting to me is the scheme that San Fran, Minnesota, the Packers, and the Titans are running are all the same running scheme, right? It's that outside zone scheme, the Mike Shanahan who hired Gary Kubiak, who hired Kyle Shanahan, who hired Matt LaFleur, who hired Keith Carter, the Titans offensive line coach, and these teams that are running the ball well in the playoffs all have that in common, that system, that run off the ball, the running backs coming downhill. Now the Titans definitely have an advantage with Derrick Henry running downhill at you because, you know, like in that game when he ran through Judon and then ran 66 yards. I mean, there's not just not a lot of guys in the NFL who can do that. Their offensive line is dominating. Taylor Lewan and Saffield on the left side of that line. And if you're a center, you love centers like I do, and watching centers process information. If you watch Ben Jones for the Tennessee Titans, when they motion, it's almost like, you know, when they say they motion to show the quarterback the coverage, it looks like Keith Carter and Arthur Smith, the O-line, the offensive coordinator for the Titans, are running the motion to show the offensive line what the defense is lining up in and what scheme they have to run. And they're all communicating, getting on the same page, and it's really fun to watch them run the ball at people.
And they built their roster, Olin, to be that kind of team. They did not do this by accident. They didn't just have guys who, this guy's developing and we didn't expect this. This is by design, and I think that's the takeaway too, because if you start to reshape your roster, you can do it in a way that says you want to be a power football team and you want to run the football. Your quarterback can throw for 88 yards, and you can still feel like you dominated that game offensively.
Yeah, and the Titans signed Saffold this year, right, from the Rams. They gave him 4 years, $44 million. That's $11 million a guard. And the only reason I bring that up is he was out there as a free agent, if you wanted him, right? And They have two first-round picks at tackle in Conklin and Taylor Lewan. They have a third-round rookie at right guard in Nate Davis. They got Ben Jones, fourth-rounder from Alabama. But you're right. They built that team. But the problem with that, Dave, is that you have to do that for a while, right? I think Lewan, I mean, they might have drafted him almost 10 years ago now for that first-round left tackle. And, you know, same thing with the San Francisco 49ers, right? They have two first-round picks at tackle. But when you do something like that, you got someone like Staley, who I think might be in right around his 14th year, and then you have McGlinchey in his second year. So to build your offensive line like that takes a little bit of foresight. If we're talking about the Bears, they're a little behind on that, you know, thinking that way, because you're right, their defense lends itself to, well, just build your offensive line, get yourself a good, really good running back, and run the ball downhill at people. But we came in and you guys played my clip. Then you would have to change your scheme, like the Minnesota Vikings did when they went out and said, you know what, we'll go get Gary Kubiak, which led to Stefanski getting the Cleveland job. I'll never understand the NFL. But anyway, they go get Gary Kubiak, they go get Rick Dennison, and they say, we're going to run the zone scheme and we're going to boot the same thing that they're doing with Aaron Rodgers late in his career up there in Green Bay, running the outside zone scheme. If anybody wants to do anything interesting, go look at all these guys and where they were. I think they were in Atlanta. They were all in Atlanta with Kyle Shanahan. I'm talking about LaFleur, Keith Carter, the O-line coach for the Titans, the run game coordinator Mike McDaniel for the 49ers, Gary Kubiak and Dennison running the same scheme. So you're seeing a lot of this in the NFL now, well, at least in this playoffs. And we know year to year it changes a lot. But in this playoffs where you take the pressure off the quarterback, you run the zone scheme, and then you boot, and you just read the middle of the field. And, of course, we all watched Aaron Rodgers make big plays at the end of the game last night. But other than that, this outside zone run scheme seemed to take over this playoffs a little bit.
We were talking off the air, and I said to David, and I don't know that this is even a conscious or subconscious decision, but I would suspect that Matt Nagy, his offensive coordinator hire, is going to be a younger guy. Maybe you promote the guy that's there already. Maybe you bring in Kafka from the Chiefs, but it's going to be a younger guy that really isn't in danger of taking over play calling ability. You know, if you mm-hmm. have a guy sitting there, then maybe you go to, if you hire a guy like Pat Shurmur, first of all, he wouldn't come here if you don't give him play calling, but if he's sitting there, then eventually he's going to take that over. So you end up hiring guys that aren't going to take it over, and that ensures that you get to keep doing it.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem like a job a lot of guys would want just because of what you just described, right? And what Mitch Trubisky looked like last year, what the offense looked like. You take a look at the Bears and where they are at the salary cap and what they would have to do to improve that offense and who they could draft. It doesn't seem like a very appealing job to me. So we'll see what they do there. But the interesting thing about that is if you just watched the Chiefs last night, guys, right? I mean, I think when they put 40, at the point they put 48 points on the board after that crazy game with all those fumbles on kicks and block punts, and it was just an insane game. But when they put 48 points on the board, guys, the running back only had 9 yards rushing, and that goes to the argument I've been trying to make that this offense that everybody keeps talking about, they got to fix the run game, they got to fix the run game. It's really not based on the run game, right? It's really not based. It's based on just how many point big plays, chunk yards, put the ball in the end zone. And that's really, in this scheme that Coach Nagy brought to the Chicago Bears, that's really where the Bears struggle, right? If you watch the Eagles and just watch the Chiefs last night, I know they got Mahomes and Kelce, who was a matchup nightmare for the Texans last night, who were trying to play a little too much man-to-man coverage, if you ask me. But they got Tyreek Hill out there, too. So they have obviously better players than the Bears have on offense. But this argument to me, when I watch this scheme around the NFL, that the Bears just are missing their run game. It's not that. It's that they can't score points out of the scheme right now. And if you just watched the Chiefs last night and studied that game, you can see that. It just stands out right in front of your face that this scheme is not based on we're going to pound the ball, pound the ball, pound the ball, get the safeties to come up in the box and then throw it over the top of them. That's not what this scheme is. This scheme is formations, plays. Coach Nagy has said that they archive plays, and I'm not here to run the I formation and pound the ball at people. I'm here to scheme guys open, trick guys and get the ball over the top of the head and score a lot of points. And that's why when I hear them talking about how much they have to fix their run game. I'm just a little baffled by that.
I want to give you credit too, Olin, because when it was 24-0, you tweeted out you were taking bets. Mahomes brings KC back. You want to bet. And so you were definitely right about that. But I have to follow up. I can't let you off the hook here. When you say, I'll never understand the NFL, what are you referring to specifically? What brought you to that conclusion over the weekend?
Well, I just don't, you know, Stefanski gets the job down there in Cleveland, and you read all the things they did about interviewing people, and it's just some of the decision, man. I'm not saying, I don't know Stefanski. I don't know what his interview went like, but it just seems like there's other guys who are more qualified. Like, I would, you think if you're the Cleveland Browns, and you're struggling for that many years in that city, and you take a look at Josh McDaniels, and I think his dad is like the head of the high school coaching association down there in Cleveland, down there in Ohio. He's from Ohio. That's why it's his dream job. I think that's why he was really taking a strong look at a franchise. You'd wonder why a guy like Josh McDaniels has been, last year what happened with the Colts, where he bailed on them after he bailed on Chris Ballard after taking the job. And then you see him down in Cleveland, you wonder why. Well, that's why. He's from the Ohio area, played football down there. It just all seemed to make sense, right? And it seemed like you would do whatever you got to do to get a guy like Josh McDaniels in there, get the Patriots system in your building, and see if you can finally turn that building around. I mean, Josh McDaniels seems to me like he would fit Baker Mayfield perfect. So just see things like that, I just don't understand, where it seems like it's a common sense thing to do to just hire Josh McDaniels. I mean, the guy would walk in my building. If I was the owner, I'd say, what do you want? What do you have to interview? What do you want? His interview is done, right? His interview is done. I've seen what he's done. I turned his film on. I don't need to do all that other silly stuff in my building. I've already seen his work. What is the interview about? I've seen him coach. I ask him what his plan is. I make sure he is the guy who I think he is. And then I move on. And I hired a guy, and I let him run my building. I let him run football operations, bring in some general manager that he probably knows from the Patriots system, bring in their draft system, bring in their grading system, and I get my building up and running. But now you hire a guy like Stefanski, who, Gary Kubiak came in, was overseeing it. Rick Dennison, who's been offensive coordinator, who's running the offensive line for the Vikings. Candy Polamalu, a well-respected running back coach for the Vikings. So he's surrounded by all these really, really good coaches, and you're telling me it's him, and I'm going to hire him as the head coach. So, you're not putting me on the spot. I'm happy you asked me that question, because I have to get that off my chest.
That's great.
Yeah, and Olin, I mean, honest to God, I don't understand. It's not that I don't understand the league. I don't understand Cleveland's ownership, their general man, the Dee Podesta thing. What the hell are they doing hiring a coach every year, where you look at it and you're like, what? You know, that's what I don't understand. Right. How some owners operate, shouldn't the league take the team away from that guy if you're going to be paying five different head coaches or whatever it is?
Plus, only it comes on a day after he got out coached by the guy who was up for the same job.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever. Mm.
Look, I mean, I agree with you guys. I don't know what's going on down there. I'd like to find out myself and sit in a room. And you have to get Joe Thomas on. I mean, Joe does a great job on radio and on NFL. He'll talk to you guys about it, because I'm sure down there in Cleveland, from the outside looking in, looking down there from Chicago, it's just confusing. It's just you don't know what they're doing and how. Now, who does Stefanski organize? Is his coaching staff? Where does he get all these guys to help him build that team? Who does he hire as defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator? What's his plan? But whatever his plan is, the Cleveland Browns owner sure seemed like he was impressed by it.
Good stuff, Olin.
Olin, thanks a ton.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, buddy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.